All right, so we haven't heard from our guest who's going to be in Comic-Con this weekend. Today, actually, really?
Yes, there is going on today, tomorrow, and Sunday at Bartle Hall, Kansas City Comic-Con. We had to reschedule Kevin Smith. We'll have him on today before 9, and then we're waiting for Jason Mewes, a.k.a. Jay of Jay and Silent Bob, to call.
Well, he's late, so let's do this.
Mix 93.3 is gearing up for the holidays with the Holiday Hookup. Correctly guess the price and win it all.
Now, we'll play the game in just minutes.
Yes, where you have a chance to guess how much would it cost if you were to pay for this great package we put together, including a trip for two to New York City to meet Hailee Steinfeld on her 21st birthday. There's gift cards, cleaning for the maid, luggage, jammies, all of it. Guess it correctly and you win.
In just minutes.
Mix 93.3, Kansas City's number one hit music station. Paparazzi ain't got nothing on this girl. Teresa's tabloid trash.
HBO is distancing itself from comedian Louis C.K. over sexual misconduct allegations. There are 5 women accusing him of exposing himself to them and harassing them. This is a new article in the New York Times. HBO says it's pulling the comedian from its Night of Too Many Stars charity program. It's also removing his past projects from its on-demand services, and the Thursday night premiere of his new film, I Love You, Daddy, was also scrapped.
I mentioned this earlier, but I hate that he did not comment when this first came out. He said no comment, and his rep said he'll talk about it tomorrow. That feels like an admission of guilt to me.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it really does. And I'm getting to be so disappointed. And it obviously, it's almost as if, hey, this is just normal male behavior in Hollywood. Everyone is eventually going to have some accuser, which is just ridiculous and heartbreaking. Meanwhile, Jeremy Piven issued a lengthy statement yesterday denying all accusations of sexual assault, calling the claims absolutely and completely fabricated. The Wisdom of the Crowd star had a message that he posted to Twitter that said, I would never force myself on a woman, period. He wrote, adding that he has offered to take a polygraph to, quote, support my innocence in cooperation with ongoing investigations. There's a new Star Wars trilogy in the works. It'll be separate from the main story with all new characters. And the first one will be written and directed by the same guy who did the upcoming movie, The Last Jedi. So that is amazing.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
As amazing
for
as Taylor
cool people,
Swift?
For cool people like me that really enjoy the American classic franchise that you need to be more involved in, and it makes me sad you're not.
Tara, if you had to pick between Star Wars and Taylor Swift, who are you picking?
Taylor Swift.
Thank you.
You can both just get out of this room right now. Sad news report today. Magnum P.I. actor John Hillerman is being remembered this morning. I love this theme. It's so iconic. The Emmy-winning actor died yesterday at his home in Houston at the age of 84. He played the stuffy Englishman Jonathan Higgins in Higgins III on Magnum. He was actually nominated 4 times for this role and won an Emmy 1 time.
Didn't your mom used to be obsessed with this TV show?
Used to be. No. She was obsessed with Tom Selleck. She loved him back on Magnum. She loved him when he was on Friends. She loves him now on Blue Bloods. He is the man. And when I was younger, I was like, ew, gross. Now that I'm older, yeah, I see it, Mom. Totally see it. Taylor Swift, she played a new song last night to celebrate her new album dropping. It's called New Year's Day. It was during a break in ABC's show Scandal.
Don't read the last page, but I stay. When it's hard and it's wrong and we're making mistakes, I want.
It's the last track on the amazing CD.
Tara brought up a good point, though. If it's new, why is everyone singing along? Does she have the words up behind him? I think she does.
Well, I think these fans had a chance to listen to it a lot earlier.
She's got the words up somewhere.
And I think it's fantastic. I cannot wait to hear from the love of my life, my daughter, Jen, who became a fan late, you know, when the last CD came out. Mm-hmm. And, of course, our friend Emily, she was a huge fan. And my friend Kelly.
Yep.
I can't wait to hear what they think about this CD.
She's going to be the musical guest on Saturday Night Live this weekend with host Tiffany Haddish. All right, let's talk about the 2 movies coming out today. We've got Mark Wahlberg, Will Ferrell in Daddy's Home 2.
There you go. Bring the car around on the curb.
This is Sarah's husband.
Why is he here?
Oh, because my dad's coming too.
Come on, let's go.
Can't wait.
Dad? Daddy?
Here's my big man!
He hasn't seen his dad in a long time.
It's only been 2 weeks, but it feels like forever!
It does, doesn't
perfect
it?
Perfect casting.
This guy's
perfect
raising your kids half the time.
And then we have Kenneth Branagh, Johnny Depp, Penelope Cruz, Michelle Pfeiffer, Judi Dench, Josh Gad, Willem Dafoe, and Daisy Ridley in Murder on the Orient Express.
You know, there is something about a tangle of strangers pressed together for days with nothing in common but the need to go from one place to another and never see each other again. I see evil on this train. A passenger has died.
Of course, that is the classic Agatha Christie story. And that is your tabloid trash.
Mix 93.3 is gearing up for the holidays with the Holiday Hookup. Ho, ho, ho. Correctly guess the price and win it all. To New York City to party with Hailee Steinfeld at her 21st birthday party. Travel in style with a new two-piece luggage set. Sleep in the city that never sleeps in his and her matching PJs. And load up on whatever you want with gift cards to Sunfresh and Target. Plus, just in time for the holidays, get your house cleaned from our friends at The Maids. Here's how to win. Just listen to Mix 93.3 each weekday during the hours of 7, 11, 1, 3, and 5 to guess how much the holiday hookup is worth. Get the exact price right, and you'll win it all.
Whoa! Yes!
But don't worry, we'll help you find out if you're too high or too low. Name the exact price and win it all. The Holiday Hookup, Part 1, all from Mix 93.3.